America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, it starts with making better decisions on my part, and I know didn't complete the ball at a high rate tonight. Put the ball in harm's way, especially early in that first half. But I trust our guys. I know you guys are going to be wild this week, but love my guys, and we're going to keep working. And, you know, this isn't a defining moment in our season. You know, it's a chance to learn and grow from this, and that's what we're going to do.
Josh Allen and the Bills lose their second straight, 3-2 at the 2-3 Jets 1 week from tonight. The Jets might have even had a worse day than the Bills. I don't know who had more of a day that's like, oh, we're screwed. The Jets, I think.
Sure.
Just not there.
No. It's 2 weeks in a row. Rodgers really looked old after having, what was the there was the New England game? I don't know. There was a game where I was like, oh man.
Patriots.
He's moving well. Like, he, wow, this is like fountain of youth time.
Yeah.
That didn't last. he looks compromised, I would say. Now there's an ankle injury and whatever else. I mean, he got up limping a few times yesterday.
They were down three pretty late, but did not at all look like a threat.
No.
Really, the Jets, which I have been thinking all year that they are.
Although their defense is still very good. They did a respectable job on an offense from Minnesota that has been moving the ball on just about everybody they play. And there wasn't a lot there for them. I mean, they got it. They got there, Minnesota, but it wasn't easy.
No, so, the Jets had a few penalties in the first half that in the secondary that hurt them, or else it could have even been their game. And that's how I think they were supposed to win if they were going to win with their defense and just enough from the offense. But, yeah, no, not so much. So
three interceptions from Rodgers. Yeah.
That's just, I mean, he had years where he threw single digits.
Yep.
Allen has none. There's another one for you to buck up out there. No interceptions. 5 games. John is next. Hello, John.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Okay, John, thanks.
Hey, I got a question for you, and it's about Brandon Bean. He said he was going to put together a good team. You get these receivers that can't separate. He's ruined his cap. We have no money to do nothing, and you got a great quarterback and still nothing done. Do you expect anything at the trade deadline? And that's my question.
It's possible.
I'll hang up.
Sure, okay. It's possible.
Yeah, I don't predict they are in the running for Devontae Adams, but they could be in the running for some other receiver. Amari Cooper's name has come up a lot. He's tied for the league lead in drops, by the way, so far this year. But still. So, like, he's a name, I think, to watch. The contract is very friendly. And, you know, who knows? There could be 10 other guys that we're not thinking about right now that, you know, we still have a month here to go.
I'll just say quickly, this was a big topic last week after the Baltimore loss. And before that, everybody thought this was the greatest team they'd ever seen, right? So 3-0, everything's perfect. Baltimore last week, And now this. Last week, my take was, I don't know if you can make the money work, but it's probably an upgrade to make a trade like that, to spend a draft pick on a good wide receiver. It's just, doesn't it contradict the team they built, right? Everybody's sort of in love. Allen makes the comment about we don't care about our stats, and suddenly you trade for somebody who probably you would think does care about his stats. Like, would the Bills do that? I said no. I don't know, though, that this game doesn't escalate the amount of urgency in the situation to a degree,
right?
That, okay, well, we tried, but this isn't working.
Yeah, because the thing that doesn't feel exactly right about criticizing Allen for choices made at the end is really what he was working with all game. And yes, he missed throws. He missed Kincaid. He could have thrown a better ball to Hollins early. He missed Kincaid late in the first half down the seam. Like, that was there. He had separation. For all the talk about nobody can separate, there, you know, again, it requires a perfect throw. You know, like the one that Stroud made to Nico Collins for a 67-yard touchdown. He was more wide open, but that ball was dropped in the bucket 60 yards downfield or 50 or whatever it was. Just perfect throw. So Allen is compromised by you pick any number of these incompletions from yesterday, and there's drops or just incompetence. Like, nobody open, you know, and I'm rolling. Here's the sideline. Throw it, because nobody is presenting themselves as open. And that's tough. I mean, that it's hard to pin everything on Allen, and I'm definitely not trying to do that, but you know, I'm raising, I think, a fair question about what the objective was at the end of the game there. Did he have the same plan as the play caller and the head coach?
We'll see eventually what Shakir's status is. He didn't practice all week, ruled out Friday morning. Big loss yesterday. And by the way, Houston's coach just said week to week on Collins. Didn't look like much, but he said hamstrings take a couple weeks, so week to week. Big loss for them. They're at New England next. Pete is next with us. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys, I know it probably doesn't, you know, make for a great show for you, but I'm not real interested in arguing whether or not they should have run the ball or thrown the ball or any of that. I think we're looking at a team that, as constructed right now, is the Dolphins from last year. They're going to play and beat tomato cans all year long, and maybe they're going to make the playoffs beating tomato cans, but the second you put them on the field with a competent NFL team,
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
They look like they've looked the last 2 weeks.
Well, if we're, I would too, calling Houston good or competent. 23-20. I don't know. We'll see. Thanks, Pete. Michael is next. Hi, Michael. Michael is not there or just decided to not talk. Hmm. Mark is next. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? First
good.
Time caller.
Well, welcome aboard, Mark. So, what took you so long? Where you been?
I listen every day. Never had the nerve to call. But
thank you.
I got a couple of analogies on this team, and one of them is we got this Ferrari sitting in the garage, and on Sunday afternoon when it's sunny, we take out the Volkswagen to drive. We've never given Josh Allen any tools, and all the years we're just wasting them. And besides that, this all-you-can-eat attitude, you know, everybody eats. Well, that's all fine and good, but before I eat, somebody sets the table, and nobody's setting the table here. And that's my take on it.
There it is. Thank you, Mark. They've never had weapons. Right now, that's the a problem. True. Absolutely. But it's never. I mean, Diggs wasn't great. Diggs was great.
What did we want? We wanted another piece to go with him. We needed his Higgins to Cincinnati's Chase, and we never really got there. That was Davis, and somehow divesting themselves of Gabriel Davis, they found a way to get what I think is plainly a worse player that is now on the field all the time because he blocks really well, which is very tough. And, of course, Diggs is gone.
You know, it's just always – which is what makes it interesting. It's always a number of factors. Like, Samuel makes sense. He's somebody, I don't know if he's just done. I'm not sure I'm seeing that. But he's pretty useless in their offense. And that's the coach's job, is to get your best players the ball and in important roles. This has always been the challenge with Kincaid. And it is also, I think, a challenge with Samuel, who I don't think is amazing. But they didn't sign him to catch 1.6 passes a week. You know, for no yardage. Come on. Like, is he healthy? If he's not healthy, he should be on the injury report. It hasn't been for one day. I don't know. There's how good are your players, and then how good of a job does your staff do with your quarterback, you know, as the captain of it, getting them the ball. And 2 weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, it looked like perfection. And you're hearing everything. You're hearing MVP. You're hearing Brady, you know, is going to be a head coach. Hearing everything. 2 games later, it sounds more like the opposite of that. And it's not that unusual in the NFL for there to be these kinds of swings. I think probably, I always have, Kincaid, Samuel are players that have to mean something more than they've almost ever meant. Certainly in Samuel's case, he's only here this year. For this team to really win, because you're just not going to win running James Cook for 4 yards. I mean, it's just the Ferrari, right? It's gotta come down to that. There's still time for that to work this year. You know, furthermore, this season for me always was get in the playoffs. All summer, how does it feel? How do they look? Get in the playoffs. Jets are maybe better. Dolphins are Dolphins. You know, it's tougher schedule. Get in. There's still pretty good odds to do that. And then it'll be, what do they do on those days? You know, if hopefully it's plural, if they make it. Like, I think it's mostly still okay. It's not like they're all set. But you're never, Kansas City's going to play tonight. And I know they have the rings, and that counts for something. But they haven't looked that good. We'll see what tonight is. If they win, they'll be 5-0. Maybe they'll win 16-10 again or something and not look great. But be on their way to the playoffs. I don't know. Is that just sort of stopping short? I know they have problems. 9 for 30 is outrageous. And defensively, I don't know, injuries are more the story. They didn't get destroyed
in
this game.
They give up 14 points in the first quarter and then 3 field goals the rest of the game. Like, the Texans, Yes, the extended drives, they went, you know, 8 for 16 on third downs, which is not at all where you want to be. But on the scoreboard, I mean, the turnovers really helped. I mean, they turned it over deep in Buffalo territory on the great play by Bernard. And then you got that strip sack to give you the ball at the 15-yard line down three. Like, what is your win probability at that point with 4 minutes to go?
It's going
to
be north of 50%.
It's going to be pretty good. And what? I just – no, that play, the third down play on that drive, I mean, nobody, there was just nobody open. There is just nobody open. There might be five guys in the pattern, and there's nobody open. At least four. There's nothing there. I mean, that is brutal.
Yeah, it goes down as incomplete for Samuel. I can't picture it, but you've got it.
The video I saw of it earlier today, he's looking left. There's nobody open. He ends up rolling right and then just throws like a prayer to Sam. It's like he chucked it. I mean, they were at the 15-yard line. But a pass that just wasn't going to get anything done.
Out of bounds?
I'm sure if it went out of bounds or not.
All right. If only there were some way to find out.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Eric Wood coming up at 4, Football Monday, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.